Oh my goodness, that is never the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC. That is the time at which, if you're listening on headphones, you can hear my cat meowing. My cat is 4 meters away and in a different room. But if you have sharp ears or if you're wearing headphones, you can hear that. Meow, meow. So we got to deal with that. At least I do. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And the first thing we need to do on this lovely morning is to go to the numbers. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 1, 4, 6, number 2, 5, 9, number 3, 8, 1, number 4, 1, 2, number 7, 5, 2, number 8, 2, 3, number 9, 0, 9. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Oh my god, and I can hear the cat yanging and yanging in the bathroom. Meow, meow. Hold on a second. Right, so obviously we're going to have to deal with the cat. And it just occurs to me, isn't today one of those pseudo-holidays? Isn't today one of those fake holidays that exist only... Where am I going with this? Yeah, today is apparently President's Day. President's Day. Yeah. What is that? That's just a day that the banks can be closed. That's a day when banks are closed and labor unions get a day off. That doesn't exist for any other reason. I mean, how do you celebrate President's Day? Yeah, you do nothing. You don't do anything. It's even dumber than Mother's Day and Father's Day and Valentine's Day. These days that were invented just to sell greeting cards. Mother's Day, is that celebrated? No. You buy your mom a card. Okay. Oh, but we also go out to dinner. Yeah, you never go out for dinner for any other reason, do you? Oh, the only time we ever go out to dinner is for Mother's Day because it's a special occasion and a holiday. Right. No, that doesn't exist. President's Day, what does it exist for? Does it exist to sell cards? Are we supposed to go buy greeting cards and mail them to the president? Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. Maybe you haven't noticed. Maybe you haven't been in a Hallmark store recently, but there is no section of cards for presidents. Oh, here, send this card to your favorite president. Yeah. That's not a thing. President's Day. Oh, but Tobe, did you know that President's Day is really just a combination of what used to be George Washington's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday? Yeah, so what? President's Day. Why is knowing somebody's birthday a significant thing? Why is knowing a historical figure's birthday a significant thing? I really got to wonder about that. So anyway, I'm sitting here drinking tea. In preparation for dealing with the cat. Good tea. Good tea. So the cat. Let's have an update. Cat update. My cat does seem to be doing a little bit better. Except yesterday, she threw up her medicine. And blah, blah, blah. But my cat is acting better. My cat seems to be peeing in the box. That's good. The medicine does seem to be helping. And I got up this morning, and I could hear her moving around. So I got up. I ate breakfast. This was all less than half an hour ago. I ate breakfast, I made tea, and I was standing around up in the kitchen, and I decided to come back down here. And I was going down the stairs. I was walking down the stairs when the wall of smell hit me. And, it smells like kitty poops. This is good news, actually. Let's go in the other room here and close this door so the cat can't escape just in case she gets out. Oh, boy. Yeah, so we got to go check up on the cat right now and clean the box. This is good news. If the cat's pooping, that means she's eating, and I was sort of worried that she wasn't eating there for a while. Let's see if we can get the cat to meow through the door. Hey, Pippa, what are you doing? Are you being a good baby? Yes, you're a good baby. Okay, I'm coming in to see you. Please step away from the door. Oh, that's a good baby. Okay, so here we are in the kitty pee prison. I'm looking around. She has knocked some clothes off the dryer, the clothes that she's been sleeping on. Yeah, so I just let this fly. I don't care. All this stuff can be washed. I don't give a damn. Why are all the clothes... Why did you shove all the clothes off the dryer? Where are you gonna sleep now, huh? Where are you gonna be a sleeping baby? I know you like to sleep on my clothes. You're knocking all the crap everywhere, though, aren't you? Yeah, we gotta knock everything around. Alright, whatever. Okay, and this is sort of interesting. Okay, I'm looking around. Do I see any kitty tinkle on the floor? No, there's no kitty tinkle on the floor. That's a good baby. But I'm seeing other things, and I get the feeling this is where she's been. Oh, good God. Yeah, oh, great. My worst nightmare is probably coming true. Oh, hi. Didn't mean to bump into your face there. You're a good kitty, but you are stinky today. All right, what do we got in the cat box? Well, we got a few tiny little tinkle cakes. That's okay, I guess. Oh, man, this is not... And we did do a little bit of kitty poops, but our stool is a little bit loose. It's not... full size. Kitties haven't been eating much, but here's a really nice tinkle cake. Looking pretty healthy. Now, I can't quite say my cat has full-on diarrhea. Oh, that's a good baby. Looking, drinking so much water. That's a good kitty. Drink that water. Get healthy. So I'm sifting out all the biggest tinkle cakes. This is looking pretty good. I think my cat is doing better. But now, oh boy, now look at this kitty butt. Oh my God, you need a bath so bad. Oh, we're going to have to do kitty bath time soon. Kitties are not going to like it. Oh no, they are not. Yeah, and then I can see places where the cat's been sitting on the floor with a crusty butt. Hi, yes. Are you cleaning yourself off? Please do so. That's a good kitty. The more you clean, the less bath we have to take. Oh, yeah, and that got her interested. Oh, I better keep cleaning. All right, so I'm going to make my escape out the back door of the kitty cell. And now I'm back in my studio. Ha ha ha. Okay, so, oh, great. Somebody's going to have to take a big kitty bath and is not going to like it. You know what I think I'm going to do? Because it's a little bit stinky in here, I think what we need to do is light a little bit of incense. So I'm going to walk over here, what kind of incense should we be using today? Oh, what do we got? Let's put this down. Let's just go with the good stuff. Come on, who's kidding who? We're going with the Mogra, the Arabic jasmine. Yeah, this is the good stuff. How much of this do I have left? Oh, I kind of got a lot. Okay, that's good. Although I am sort of looking for some kind of excuse to go outside today. It's kind of a nice warm day. It meaning it's over 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm kind of looking for some sort of excuse to go outside. What do I feel like doing? I don't know. And I was thinking, well, if I'm out of incense, I'll have to go to the store and get some, and maybe buy some tea. Okay, this is going. This can go in the thing. This is a little tricky. Here's where we burn our... Okay, forget it. Let's grab the tweezers instead. All right, plan B. Grab the short stick with the tweezers and then put it in the sensor. There we go. All right, now we're winning. Yeah. And let those scents of the Far East waft through my house, disguising the kitty poop smells, which are a little overpowering at the moment. Whew. All right, so in the meantime, I'm going to run up to the kitchen here and wash my hands because I touched the Mogra. Is that a bad thing? You know, not necessarily, but all those oils and resinoids, although they smell great, they are sticky. They get on your fingers and then you have that smell on your fingers, which is fine because that's not a smell that bothers me, but then everything you touch gets some of these oils and resinoids on it. This includes things like food or drink or cat, and this can be problematic. All right, so now hands are wet. Grab towel, dry hands. Yeah, okay, seems like things are working out pretty good for me so far today. All right, feeling pretty good about stuff. Starting a new week. Yeah, we're having fun. We're having fun. I know I'm having fun. And as we walk back into the now scented room, yes, I smell exotic scents. I smelled the exotic scents from the subcontinent in Levant. Where does Arabic jasmine grow? I don't know. Presumably in the Levant, right? I mean, come on. Oh, maybe I should do some more research on these things. Research? Yeah, I know what you're thinking, because then it just wouldn't be dubious goals committee, would it? Oh. Actually, I jest. I obviously do my research, and now I'm trying to sit down. Yeah. And that's good, and you can probably hear my cat. She's in the kitty pee prison, still yanging. Oh my god, I'm not looking forward to trying to bathe my cat alone. I mentioned this to my parents. I was hanging out with my parents briefly on Saturday night. We were eating food. We were at the Greek restaurant. Yum, 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 yum. Eating yummy food for dinner. And I was giving them cat updates. And I was telling them, but this cat is going to need a bath pretty badly. And we thought of all kinds of strategies and et cetera. And eventually we sort of came up with the idea that, oh, we should get the emeritus to come over here too, and then me and the emeritus can strong arm the cat into the bathtub. It's not that she's that bad, but it's just one person can't do it. Because as soon as the cat feels, oh, there's only one hand on me, now I can escape. Pa-cow! No escaping. Kitties need to have clean butts, and that's why we have to have kitty butt bath. And to be perfectly honest, yeah, that's... You don't need to wash the whole cat, to be perfectly honest. If I could just dunk my cat's butt into a bucket of water, in a nice, warm, soapy bucket of water... I don't know. Meow, I can hear you, Pippa. I'm so sorry you have to stay in the kitty prison. And you're going to have to get some medicine here in a little bit. And we're going to have to clean your butt. You're going to have to get a bath in a couple of days. So the cat's not going to like that at all. I haven't actually had to give my cat a bath in a long time, for a few years now. There was a short stint when she was passing between being a kitten and an adult cat when her food didn't quite agree with her. And we, oh God, had to give her a bath about once every day. That was unpleasant. But it's been a long time. It has been a number of years. It's probably been at least 4, if not 5 years now that we've had to give the cat a bath. It seems like there was one other thing. Regardless, it's been a long time, been a long time, been a lonely, 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 lonely bath time. It's been a long time since I took a bath. No, 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 no. It's been a long time since I did the stroll. Oh, no, 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 no. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back. Away from that damn bathtub! Yeah, so Led Zeppelin songs are really about cats bathing? Don't know. Don't know what to tell you. What are we doing? What is happening? What was I doing last night? Well, I was watching more Mahjong. A lot of it. I was watching this cool tournament thingy. Not really sure what it was, but they even had player introductions, which I thought was crazy. What do I mean by player introductions? You know how in some sporting events, especially American sporting events, the players have to be introduced, you know, like American basketball. All the lights go off, there's spotlight on the floor, and the players come running out. And then they say, at point guard, number 54, Mr. Basketball, right? You know? Which to me is kind of, that's typically American. That's just typical American ego. These are team sports. Why do we have to introduce the individual members of the team? Oh, so we know who they are. We already know who they are. They have their names written on the back of their damn shirts. And if that weren't enough, they all have unique numbers on their shirts for easy identification. It's like, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I'm watching this. I start watching this. Well, how long was it? It was about an hour and a half, this video of like one single round of Ryuichi Mahjong. Once again, you know, I'm watching Japanese Mahjong, not, you know, Hong Kong or American Bubby or, you know, any other particular flavor. Good tea today. My God, this is good tea today. Man, somebody around here is awesome at making tea. Anywho, what was I talking about? The player introduction. So, you know, we've got an announcer, an MC, a master of ceremonies for this Mahjong game, and he's standing on a pseudo stage, and there's the fake sliding doors that slide closed, and then, oh, you can see her silhouette as she walks out behind, and then the doors open surprisingly to reveal a young female Mahjong player standing in sort of a cheesy model pose that she was probably taught 5 minutes before the show started. Okay, go out there, hit your mark. What's my mark? It's that piece of tape on the floor. You see that piece of tape on the floor over there? You walk from here, you stand on that piece of tape over there, and you do your pose. What's my pose? Here, allow me to teach it to you. And so they finally do the player introductions. Then they interview the players. And I'm like, what? And then the players finally sit down at the table, push the magic button, and the tiles rise out of the table. And they then commence playing their fun game. Anyway, that's enough about me. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can we be, you know, 20 minutes into this show and we still haven't, you know, checked in with the most important thing in the world, which is 90210. Well, I guess we could do that. Let's punch it up here. Oh, yeah, we got some guy on the phone and somebody and Brandon sitting in a chair. Let's see what's going on here. Do we have any good dialogue? No, of course we don't.
For the prolonging this, do you?
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Brandon? No, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, he pushes the button on the remote. A TV starts to play. We see
maybe
a lot of
static.
Maybe
it's a little further forward on the tape.
Yeah, it's just nothing but snow. Just black and white gray static.
Well,
because remember, this
it,
is the
back.
90s. We didn't have blue screen digital TVs yet. Oh, wait. Rewind the tape. What?
I don't understand. The timer's set automatically to make a protection dub.
Ooh, a protection dub.
Sorry, sir. I don't know what to say.
Oh, a protection
Brandon,
dub. Oh, there must be a mistake.
Have you got an explanation for this?
Well, it's a protection dub.
Is Venus in retrograde?
Is that supposed to be funny?
That tape is blank.
Really?
That much is clear. Well, I guess that's that.
Sir?
I guess I'll just have to call Dean Shaw and tell her that the chain of evidence was contaminated. That's how you say it, is it?
Yeah, I believe it is, sir.
No evidence, no case. I ask you for the tape. You gave me the tape. What more could we do?
And we're all off the hook.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Now, please resume my regular supply of euphoria, because now that the 90210 kids are in college, they can do college businesses. Yes, and now we're in college and we have frats, and we're frat boys, and we got a frat, and oh, here's Steve. What's wrong with his frat, I wonder? And what is wrong with his hair? This poor guy, I have a feeling he started losing his hair when he was about 13.
It's an honesty thing, man. Honesty's the best policy. You said so. You told me that once.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be honest with yourself, though, maybe you shouldn't have gotten those hair plugs, Steve. Ooh, ay caramba. It's never a pretty sight. Vanity kills. And absolute vanity kills absolutely. Oh, just some words of wisdom from our little Tobster today, who is obviously breathing in the fumes of Arabic jasmine, and obviously the fumes of his delicious mulled tea. Mmm.
Oh, that's so clovey.
Mmm. Mm. Yeah, I can taste the clove and the orange rind. Mmm. It's so delicious. And that reminds me of something else. Once I somehow remembered this from drinking tea. That's the power of tea. It helps you remember things. Last night, I was watching some anime, and I was looking for something new to watch. I didn't want to watch anything I've seen already, because, I don't know. I got to find something. And then I ran across something. What was that called? It was called Wanka. It is a really long title that I can't remember, and I'm not looking at it. So, basically, the title in English is something like, and I've seen it translated like five different ways, so I'm sort of giving you my interpretation of this title, which is something along the lines of, and you will be able to find it if you look it up this way, but it's called Two Scientists Fall in Love, So They Try to Prove It? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but I kind of like this show. I've only seen two episodes of it, and I like the art a lot. Very clean. I like the palette. I like the style. Everything about it is kind of cool. And the premise is absolutely idiotic. Which is one of the reasons I like it so much. It's so dumb, but it's so serious. Where do I even start? Okay, yeah. So if you start watching the first episode, it just opens up with there's two people in a lab coat, a male and a female, and they're both, you know, beautiful people, but they're both scientists. We can tell because they're wearing lab coats and glasses. And the female seems to think that she's in love with the male. The male seems to think that he's in love with the female. But being as they've spent their entire lives up to this point dedicating their lives to science, neither one of them has any experience with members of the opposite sex or even the same sex. It doesn't matter. They have no romance experience. And so they're wondering if they're in love with each other. And they're talking to each other about it. And so they decide that they're going to have to try to sort of scientifically analyze whether or not they're in love with each other. Presumably in an effort to figure out if they should go forward with a romantic relationship. And so they start putting all these experiments together. And they're supposed to be grad students at a university. And there's a couple of other people in the lab, including Akudere, which is the character that's knocking me out so far, because she's also a loli. She's a loli scientist Kudere. It's like my dream woman. My God. Where do I have to go to find this person in real life? Anyway, plus she has purple hair, because she's the Kudere. You know, the Kudere either has to have blonde hair or purple hair. Oh, I started watching this other one where the little kid was the Kudere. I got it. What was the name of that show? I should probably watch that some more. But anyway, yeah, so there's these scientists, and they do all these kind of stupid experiments. But the funny thing is these are not actually scientific experiments, and somebody else has to point this out to them. So there's like this bear mascot that has to explain to the viewers why this isn't scientific. And then somebody else comes in and explains how to actually do an experiment properly. You need a hypothesis. You need control groups. You need this, that, and the other thing. You know what I'm talking about. You know how to do science. Come on. Come on. Do some DM science already. And so, you know, the joke then of this whole anime is, oh, look at these wacky brainiacs trying to quantify and qualify love. And, you know, they've got colleagues that are a little bit sharper than these two eggheads. And it's just kind of funny. It's been entertaining me enough that I'm going to have to watch another couple of episodes of this, because it's just wacky. And what was this other one? There was another one that I started to watch that I watched about half a dozen episodes of. Oh, but it started getting weird and sort of cheesy and dumb. It was a little magic related, but it was magic plus like prestidigitation. And okay, this was kind of holding my interest. And the main character girl thought that the main character boy was a girl. But the boy moves in. It, you know, it's one of those, it's pretty cliche anime stuff, but it's kind of okay. And the little sister is this little Kudere super hacker who never wants to leave her room. And I love that character. And she's awesome. And she wears cool clothes that I wish I could get, because she's sitting around in like a full bear costume some of the time. It just doesn't make any sense, but it is awesome. And, boy, I'd love to tell you more about it, but we're missing 90210.
I still don't get what happened.
Well, it turned out to be more suitable for unsolved mysteries than hard copy.
Well,
oh, wow,
saying,
there's a couple exactly of real nice 90s references there. You've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, 1930. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.